KSL News Time 6:49. Emergency traffic. First, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, crews have been able to open up another lane or two northbound I-15 at 200 North, even though the crash is still in the cleanup stages. That's good news for traffic stuck behind these delays because now it reaches past Glover Lane. And then for those trying to avoid it, northbound Highway 89 still seeing some delays as you're going through Farmington, Fruit Heights, and Kaysville. Dave Meekum.
On the drive into Utah County, coming over the point, it looks like you're going to be in pretty good shape coming down and over the point. Just a little bit of minor slowing at SR 92 and down at 2100 North still, but that's slowly easing up. Mark?
Yeah, we have emergency traffic that remains southbound I-15, but the good news is that the big wreck at 2100 South looks like it's now off to the left. Traffic is starting to ease, but still thick back at I-80. You have trouble on the west belt as well. Now, this is going to be on southbound I-15, closer to 4100 South. KSL traffic reporter Lauren says several vehicles, including a truck involved. Traffic is stacked in, I'm afraid, back at the area of about 3500 South. That's the west belt. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase. By graduation, the best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.